We learned the first page of Parashat Tzria, three maimorim. The first maimer starts with Isha ki Tzria v'yolda Zohar. Why, when a woman is first, is there a male? And when a man is first, is there a female? And the Alter Rebbe explains it biologically, how it works. And the word is, there's his skalalus. Even though a zohar is chesed and an akeva is gvura, but there is in a zohar gvura shebechesed. And since a isha is gvura, if he's first, so his gvura becomes an isha, and there's chesed in the isha. So if the chesed is first, it's a zohar. We have to understand how this works and what's with it. But that he teaches us the idea of his scholarless. On the foothills of that mimer comes a second mimer, explaining why the North Pole is cold and why the southern part of the globe is very warm. And he explains that Dorem is chesed, but since there's a skalus of gvura, that gvura makes it very hot. And soften, since he had his skalus of chesed, even though mitzofen tiposach ro, and soften is ro, but there's a lot of chesed there because of his skalus. So that makes it cold, and that makes the world exist. These two maimorim need some explanation exactly how it works with the hemisphere and with the Isha Mazras Tchila. It begs more explanation. The Alter Rebbe doesn't explain it. Then comes the third maimer. The third maimer is a very, very important Yesodistic maimer. The maimer explains a pasuk. Says Tosis v'sogelah akora b'kibbutz bonel v'secho b'simcha. How could an akora be happy with her kids? If she's an akora, she doesn't have kids. This comes the explanation. What does it mean by avodah? What does it mean in Avodas Hashem? Because Klal Yisrael is the Eibishter's wife. So when Isha Ki Tzria, when we work hard to be Me'ir Aviyah to the Eibishter, we have boys. Boys means an Av of a Yira, a total bittul to the Eibishter. Even though by being nichol in the Rebishter, you will cease to exist, you don't care. You want the Rebishter. You're not thinking about yourself at all. Then there's the old in the cave of you didn't initiate the Avot to the Rebishter. Then you have in the cave of means you think about yourself, about what you're getting. You want to be close to the Rebishter. So you'd rather have Gan Eden where you could enjoy rather than being nichl and atzmus mahus, where you cease to exist. So this is pshat akora. Akora doesn't mean that she can't have any kids, but she can't have any boys. Since she has simcha shel mitzvah, simcha shel mitzvah. Just, it's given by the Eibishter simcha, and even though al pi maimer kav amida, it should be since you didn't initiate the Ava. So you should have an akeva, but since you have simcha when you have a mitzvah, you're excited to do a mitzvah. That breaks all barriers and you get the akora is happy with the bodim schorim b'simcha. The Rebbe finishes the maimer that when you have an ava and you forget about yourself and you just love God and you don't care if you'll be bottle or not, like a nair, like a candle and a torch. It becomes part of the torch. Then you will never fall. If you're self-conscious, you'll fall. But if not, the Pasuk says you will not serve your enemies, you will not fall, because you forget about yourself, and you just think about the Rebbe Shter, about being connected to him. If that's your only goal, you cannot fall. Amazing mind. Yeshakoyach, everybody.